Ukraine's incursion into Russia has entered its third week, with the military destroying a third bridge. Russia's TASS news agency says more than 122,000 people have now left the Kursk region. Meanwhile, Russian forces have gradually been advancing in parts of eastern Ukraine. For his analysis of developments, we're joined by Andrew Cotty, who's Professor of Government and Politics at UCC. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's a fortnight, or just over a fortnight, since Ukrainian soldiers first entered Russia and effectively changed the dynamics of this war. In your assessment, what's Kyiv hoping to achieve?
Well, I think there are a number of things going on here. One is that this is symbolic and it's about morale. So up until now, it's looked a bit as if Russia, in a sense, has been invulnerable, that the war wouldn't be brought directly to Russia, at least beyond, say, drone attacks. So now, for the first time, Ukraine has taken Russian territory. So this is, you know, quite big in that sense. And then there are a few other things going on. Firstly, the Ukrainians, I think, are trying to set up some kind of buffer zone in Russia's territory, which will help to protect their northern territory, in particular Kharkiv, from Russian attacks. And in addition, I think also the Ukrainians are trying to force Russia to redeploy forces from the Donbas region in the east. So if Russia wants to try and defend or retake its territory in the north, then it will have to move forces from the east, where the war is also ongoing. So there are a number of different things going on, I think.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has also claimed that this action, that it will bring peace closer by putting pressure on Vladimir Putin. Is that likely, do you think?
Well, I think it will put some political pressure on him. I mean, if you look at this, it's embarrassing for President Putin, if we put it as simply as this. The Russians didn't expect this, so it's an intelligence failure for Russia, and it may put pressure on the Russians to negotiate at some point, although I think negotiations are unlikely, certainly in the short term.
Listening to Ukrainians too, was it clear that there was growing concern that the war was dragging on and that, contrary to the expectations of some, Ukraine was failing to make any progress?
I think that is right. So, as I said, I think one of the things has been about boosting morale within Ukraine. If you think about this, for the last year or so, a year or so back, of course, there was the much vaunted Ukrainian counteroffensive in the east that didn't really succeed. And over the last year or so, Russia has been inching forward in the Donbas region as well. So Ukraine perhaps needed some hope, and I think this gives the Ukrainian people some hope. So this symbolic element is important, I think.
Moscow has called the incursion a major provocation and vowed to retaliate with what it termed a worthy response. In your assessment, what form is that response likely to take?
Well, I think in the short term, we're probably likely to see more air and missile attacks on Ukraine proper. So that's the obvious way in which Russia might retaliate. The other thing is, eventually, I think Russia will move forces into the region and will try and force the Ukrainians out. But that will probably take at least a few weeks, maybe even a couple of months, before Russia would be in a position to actually put together the forces, move them into this region around Kursk, and then perhaps force the Ukrainians out. So to some extent, I think the Russian rhetoric has been rather tougher than the Russian response so far.
At the same time, though, Russian forces have been advancing in parts of eastern Ukraine.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, if you look at it over the, you know, the whole of this year, Russia has been pursuing what can be described as a strategy of attrition in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbas region. So using artillery, bombs, missile attacks, and a willingness to take large number of casualties to gradually inch forward in eastern Ukraine. So if you look at the front line in eastern Ukraine over the last about year, it's probably moved forward some kilometres, maybe some tens of kilometres to Russia's advantage. But this is a high-cost strategy for Russia in terms of gaining relatively limited territory. So it's difficult to know how this is going to play out in the medium term.
Andrew Cotty, Professor of Government and Politics at UCC. Thanks for talking to us this lunchtime.